Less than 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the United States. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating an attack at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Police have arrested the alleged shooter. In Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district just hours after the attack in El Paso. AP's Julie Walker has following that story.
Surveillance from a shop near the scene captures the rapid gunfire. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal says they recovered two weapons, but Betts only used one of them, an assault-style weapon he ordered online from Texas.
But transferred to the suspect at a local firearms dealer here in this area. There's also a shotgun that was acquired from a local firearms dealer here.
They're still investigating motive, but are ruling out one thing for now.
We have no evidence to suggest that there's a bias motive in this crime.
Beal says it's still unclear whether Betts' younger sister, who he killed, and a companion that was injured were targeted by him or if it was random. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government on the shootings. On Sunday, he ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days.
On behalf of our First Lady and myself, condolences to all. We have to get it stopped. This has been going on for years and years in our country. We have to get it stopped.
Trump told reporters that hate has no place in the United States. In the Philippines, 3 ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 31 people. 3 others are missing. 55 passengers and crew were rescued. You're listening to VOA News. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Representatives initialed the constitutional document that establishes a joint military and civilian council to rule for 3 years until elections can be held. The group have been locked in tense negotiations with the military for weeks while holding mass protests. The military overthrew Omar al-Bashir in April, following months of demonstrations against his 3-decade-long autocratic rule. The protesters remained in the streets, demanding a rapid transition to a civilian authority. The two sides reached a preliminary agreement last month following international pressure. I'm Sarah Bassett.
It was another night of violence in Hong Kong as protesters battled with police firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators who threw rocks and bricks at a police station. They're protesting the government's handling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam. The United States is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Syria's Idlib province, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria. Thousands more have fled. The lights are back on at Jakarta after a huge power outage hit the Indonesian capital and surrounding cities. The failure began around midday local time and lasted about 8 hours. State power giant PLN has apologized, blaming a fault at a major power plant. An Afghan official says a magnetic explosive device attached to a bus carrying media workers has killed 2 people in the capital, Kabul. The spokesman says the bus driver and a pedestrian were killed. 2 employees of the Khurshid TV station and another pedestrian were wounded. In June, the Taliban said local Afghan media would be targeted if they continued transmitting anti-Taliban announcements paid for by the government. The UN Food Agency and Yemen's Houthi rebels say they've reached an agreement to resume food deliveries to rebel-controlled parts of Yemen after suspending the aid in June. A spokesman for the World Food Program told the Associated Press that the agreement is an important step towards safeguards that guarantee the accountability of our humanitarian operation in Yemen. And Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died on Sunday. He was 93. Nguyen Chia was known as Brother Number 2, the right-hand man of Pol Pot, the leader of the regime that ruled Cambodia from 1975 to 1979. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. No, thank you.